Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. It's episode 671 of the Overseas Connection podcast. My name is Robin Tate. I am your host this evening. It is a very, very stormy night here. Very unstable connection that I have because I'm connected through the joys of mobile internet and 4G. But allegedly tomorrow that's going to change. Third time lucky. And tonight I am on this wonderful show. This old girl of a show that's been going for so many years now. It's like a rickety old woman with no teeth and big ears. Very, very good at some things. And I'm joined tonight by Pete Chin. Hi, Pete.
Hello, Robin. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad not to be dead. Sorry, Pete. Sorry. We will apologize now because Pete is struggling to hear me now and again. So we'll just stick with us tonight. I apologize for not being dead. I had COVID once again. For the second time, I had it at the beginning of December, if you remember, and I had it last week. It's only the last day or so that I'm starting to have a bit more energy. It's just been bloody awful, and I'm just pissed off with the whole thing. I'm glad to be okay. This time was weird, and we'll get to that in a minute or two, but I'm not dead. I'm back on the show, and I've got Pete. Everybody else is off doing different things. Tonight, we've got Kim Woods too, which is another Kim Woods. Every time Kim isn't on the show, I'm going to put a picture up of a Kim Woods. So there's lots of Kim Woods in the world. And this is another Kim Woods. Hi, Kim. Go Google Kim Woods and you'll find out which one we had tonight. We're also joined by some of Bush's baked beans. They say they're the best, but I'm not so sure about that. But anyway, so here we are. This is episode 671. It is February 20th. My goodness, February's almost done. Yeah, we go out live on Twitch TV. /OC podcast on youtube.com/OC podcast every Sunday evening in the UK at 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock on the west coast of America, 4 p.m. on the east coast, and 3 p.m. in central time. So come and join us. And this week in the community, we have a birthday, which is Seth McNitt, our old buddy. His follically challenged, somewhat like yourself, Pete. And on the 25th of the month, he will be the magical age of 42, the life, universe, and everything. Okay, let's get on with things and let's have a chat about what do we do. Let's get times for stories.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Yeah, so this COVID thing, what do you do, Pete? Like, that's twice now. That's twice. I had beginning of December. Charlie had it. I had it. And Judith had it.
Oh, I didn't realize you had it.
Before we went to America.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And then 3 weeks ago, Charlie got it. And Jasmine got it. And then I got it. The difference this time and the last time, for 2 days, I felt like I had the alien bursting out of my chest. this alien just here. It's behind me. Alien. And I felt crap for a couple of days, and then I was okay after, I was up. And then this time, I lost my sense of taste, which some people would say I've never had a sense of taste ever anyway. So
it's a
quiet, no surprise there.
It's an acquired taste.
yeah, it's an acquired taste. You're absolutely right, Pete. Do you know what? That's so true. and I just felt really, really run down. I didn't have the pain in my chest this time. I just felt completely and utterly zonked. For a couple of days, felt coldish and fluish, but just my energy level gone. I did a little bit of work, and when I'm on the phone, I walk. So I will, maybe on a phone call, I'll walk around the pool table 30 times.
Yeah.
You know, sort of thing, chat and walk. And I was out of breath even doing that.
God.
So, so I'm glad to be coming out of that.
Did everybody else have the same symptoms as you?
Nah, not really, no.
No,
no Charlie, the second time. First time around, it didn't hardly affect him at all. This time he was a bit grim. But again, for a day or two.
Yeah.
Jasmine had a bit of a temperature for a day or two.
Jeez.
Yeah, it is odd. Yeah. Eat it. Yeah, do you know what? I'm glad I've got all my vaccines and you can have that argument. Just they helped me. I kept out of hospital and all that. But I'm done. I'm done with tests. I'm done with masks and all that sort of shit because anyway, that's controversial, and I'm not going there. But the damn all squared good for anybody. Yeah, so I'm glad to be alive.
Nice.
And you're here, Pete. You've
I
had
am.
An act. too. Well, and you've got new headphones on, I see too. That's nice.
They're my PlayStation Pulse 3D headphones. So I've not really used them that much. And I read that you could use them on the PC. So I thought, well, I'll get them on charge because I haven't used them hardly yet. And I'll use them tonight. I haven't tried the microphone. Sure. I was tempted just to try the microphone just to see how that panned out. But I didn't want to sound like Darth Vader or anything on the show. So I just thought I'll leave it for another night, test it out, see how it goes. We didn't have time tonight, but
it would probably be absolutely fine, Pete.
Yeah.
A lot of guys do that anyway. I mean, we all get a bit hung up about it all. Okay, well, so what have you been up to? You mean you've been away for a week or two, and what's on your stuff?
I felt like a party animal last weekend. I went out on the Friday night and I didn't get in until like 2:30. And then I went out on the Saturday night and pretty much did the same. And I was wrecked by the Sunday. And I had all intentions earlier on that week to be on the show on Sunday. And I had this email come through from, I think it was Ticketmaster, to say, your tickets are ready for your snooker finals show on Sunday. I was like,
ah.
So I looked on the email, and then I remembered. Then I bought some tickets for Shell, my brother, and Tara to go to the snooker finals, and I didn't realise it landed on that weekend. So it just completely blew me because.
Did he not have something the week before as well? Did he not go to meet someone and shake their hand and stuff like that? No, or is that the same thing?
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh,
was there not an event that he went to meet one of the top players in the last week or so?
Oh, and, yeah, he went
and
to meet.
You could go and play. You could play a ride with him for a couple of £100.
Yeah, he went to meet Ronnie O'Sullivan. That was where he caught COVID, actually, because my brother's just like got over COVID recently, just before the finals. And he said that it was at that place where he actually he actually caught it from someone there. But there was Ronnie O'Sullivan was there. He was playing. He was meeting up with people for about 60 or 70 quid, I think it was, to go in, and then to actually play him was £300. Someone down the road from me said that he went into the Audi garage not long after and bought a brand new, like, flash top of the range Audi for a big lump sum of money. So he must make a lot of money doing that that exhibition stuff. I wouldn't pay £300 a plane, but yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. You know, it's a lot of money, but if you have it and you're not, you know, if you have that, I think it's pretty disgusting. It probably is disgusting. You could spend it on better things, but it's also a lovely memory thing too, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's just something you'd always, but if you're into it that way, it would mean nothing to me really. But that's good. You guys are into your snooker in a big way. So
yeah. Well, it was good to watch it from the other side, from the camera side of things. We've never been to one before, as big as that anyway. This is the final that we went to, and it was between Barry Hawkins and Neil Robinson. He's from Australia. And it was I expected it to be a lot more busier than it was. There was about 300 or 400 people there, but the atmosphere was great. You could buy these little headphones for a tenner, and you get to listen to the commentary that they're playing on BBC. So it fills you in with what's going on live on TV, as well as, you know, you watching everything else. And it was really, really good. We all had a good night. It was fantastic. But I just didn't expect it to land on that weekend, because I thought the way I planned that weekend was the Friday night's going to be busy. Saturday night's going to be busy. I'm going to feel like shit probably, but I'll be on the podcast on Sunday. And then on Monday, we'll go for a Valentine's meal. And it just didn't.
I just
forgot about the snooker. So, yeah, it ended up being a crazy weekend. It took us about a week to recover. But we went for a lovely Valentine's meal, though, on the Monday. That kind of sealed the party weekend off. We went to a place called Tumbledown Farm in Cannock, and it was a very, really nice, luxurious restaurant. And it was a lovely menu. We loved our food. I had duck breast, which
lovely.
I haven't had for a long time, but yeah, it was great. Loved it. So apart from work, because I've been really busy at work, the only thing that's really happened that's dramatic is the dogs ate my Xbox controller.
Homework? Oh, flip me, it's worse.
He's fucking, he's just chewed it all up. He was seeing pieces. I was just like, oh shit, you bastard. But
that me, it's 50 quid a pop, 50 pop job.
I know, yeah, little shit.
Yeah, so how are you going to stop it doing that? Are you going to now have to just lock them away somewhere or kill the dog?
Kill the dog, I think. That's the most, it's the easiest option.
I'll keep you on food for a week, you know. Depends on the size.
But when they're looking at Robin afterwards, when they give you those puppy eyes and it's just like, I didn't do anything, it's just like, oh, all right, he's cute still. So, here we go. Yeah, shit happens.
It's like Jasmine. Well, man, I can send you some Bush's beans over and you can have that with a hot dog. So, you know, that'd be good. Yeah, speaking of food, I've ran out of my supply of ramen that I brought home from... Florida. So I'm looking for ramen substitutes here, so I'm gonna have to go around and have a look and see. I had some super noodles and yeah, they're similar, but just it's not the same, it's not quite so. Yeah. I did resort to some of the beans this week, and I had beans and banana and sausage and and HP sauce. And I don't think the Americans understood how good banana and beans is. It's a British sort of dietary thing that you have to have. Yeah. So baked beans and banana.
Not for me.
I don't get it at all.
I can't eat anything too fibrous because of my stomach problems. But if I could, I'd love to. There's nothing, you just can't beat baked beans on toast.
With banana, absolutely. It's not fabulous. Now, while I have been off this week, I have just, I took myself out of the house because the kids were off for half term as well.
Yeah, okay.
So it came out, I'm coming out to do a wee bit of work here and stuff like that. Hi, Boomer, how you doing? Very bad connection tonight, mate. Sorry, lad. It's a storm here. So anyway, I've done a lot of fiddling out here in Man Cave Central. So you'll see now I've got like a wall behind me. It's sort of shelves that have been turned. I've made a create a little office space for myself here. I've added a lot more LED lighting, and this week I have now hooked up. I had a whole pile of LED strip lights and other bits and pieces that I hadn't sorted, so did that. But I also done a lot of hooking up this week. So now in this room, as well as this your Xbox, the Series X, and there's the Xbox One Scorpio Edition, and there's a PS4, and then there's three Nintendo Switches to play with in here. So then that get the modern stuff out of the way. You can now come into this room and play a PS1, a PS2, N64, and SNES. You can play a Wii. You can play a Wii U. You can play a Master System 2, a Sega Saturn. You can play an Atari 2600. There's six mini arcade machines. All you can play those at a touch of a button. They can all come
Goodness gracious me.
So wow. I've added a couple of extra screens, a lot of networking, tidying cables, and all other bits and pieces. So yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm really enjoying it.
Hey, I've ordered some extra. I've heard that there's something else that you're going to be able to play soon. The Commodore. Is that right? Some purchases that's made.
Well, night fuck. Yeah, night before last. Night before last, I had some medicine. The medicine was very, very strong. Let me just see. I'll have to come back to it here. So I ordered a Commodore 64, yeah, boxed one with a tape drive and joysticks. You can just imagine what a boxed Commodore 64 cost. It's due to arrive this week. I do have one. So what put that in my head is I do have a Commodore 64, and I was trying to hook it up this week, but it's bricked. So it's just an ornament. So I thought, no, I've got to have one. I don't know why. I ordered another Pac-Man to make my arcades. That's the mini arcade machines. They're about 6 or 8 inches high, up to six. So I ordered one of those. They're hard to get. I ordered a Battlestar Galactica Cylon figurine. That's an Eagle Moss one. You don't want to know. I ordered a cunt mug. I ordered, you know, the fake news Trump edition card game. And I ordered a cock as well, which turns out to be a brass mini 3D figurine, retro style metal sculpture, home office room, desktop decoration, collection of ornaments. Since then, Pete, those are the things that I told you. since then, I've realized I ordered a Davoon 64-bit pixel screen from Germany, which is about a foot wide by a foot wide, Wi-Fi controlled, and you can have pixel art on it, plus lots of stuff. It'll sit behind me. It'll be cool. You don't want to know. Okay? You don't want to know.
Do you know the cock? You know when you sent me the picture of the cock, right? I showed it to Shell, and the first thing she said was, it looked like he was searching for a cock ring because it had a ring on the top of it.
Yeah, I think my medicine was so strong. Yeah. No original Sega. Yeah, there's a Master Sega. Not a Master System over there, Boomer, as well. And
yeah, Master System. That's Sega, isn't it?
Yeah, there's Sega, and there's
So you're not got a Mega Drive then?
Mega Drive. Sorry. There's a couple of Mega Drives over there. There's one wired up and working. And then if I look at this, I order also six pairs of cufflinks.
Six.
So, six. So I just go behind the mic here again to be shipped. six pairs of cufflinks. Ones of Oreos, some penguins, some cocktails. An LED light up recording sign.
Oh my God.
It's coming from the US and it costs $31. So, well, now the nice, so those were, that was my, that's medicine ordering for you. That's terrible. Really, really bad. So don't take the strong medicine that I took. Now, one thing that Matt did show, because he's, lots of people have upgraded the rooms, Taff, and everybody's been showing off the rooms and upgrades and bits and pieces. And Matt showed his room, and he's spent lots and lots on his place. He has these lovely counters, and he had an electrician come in and bury the cables and the walls and everything.
Oh, wow.
But he had these lovely little holders for his controllers, Pete, that went on the wall. There were just like little brackets that you could put a PS4 or an Xbox controller or hang your headphones on somewhere nice and neat. So I've ordered a couple of sets of four of those for here as well, because that's always a challenge with the kids, just leaving the things lying, and hopefully I can train them to put them on. But also, I've got to have eight of these little Buford angles, and I might be able to put up some of the other controllers in different areas. I need more space. Anyway, yes, that's kind of good. Some good stuff has happened here with all that. Greg in the house is working really, really well. Greg is doing a great job. I love ordering a Greg around the place. You know about Greg, don't you?
Is that the Hoover?
He's our new... Yeah. Now, Leslie's still down here. Leslie's looking after this place in here. But Greg's doing a fine job, because when I ask the woman, I won't now say her name, Alexa. Oops, she heard. Yeah, I ask her to go and send Greg around to clean various parts of the house. And and then she sends me a little report of how well Greg has done. And she'll take photographs.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I know.
He's done a shit job.
And if something gets in the road, Greg will take photographs of the thing, and then you review what, you know, is this a temporary thing, or, you know, is it permanent, or will I map it? So it maps out the whole... Greg's quite clever, you know.
Oh, that's really clever, because I heard a horror story about, like, it doesn't detect, like, cat or dog shit, and it ends up just, like, throwing it all over the place. So is that not the case, then?
No, this new one does. This one now, this is the Roomba i7, and it detects cables.
Yeah.
Cables and things on the ground and the floor, and it'll work its way around them. It'll go around them if it detects something like that. Or if it's a small toy or bits and pieces, it works its way around. And it'll take a photograph of that. And when it trundles back to its base and empties itself, because it empties itself into its bag. So when it plugs in to start charging, it goes... And it all gets emptied, and it's ready, and away it goes again, if need be. So you can tell them to go, you know, just do the kitchen, the bathroom, do everything, do the bathroom, do the hallway, do the sunroom, whatever, you know, it's do the, all the downstairs bedrooms, and away it goes off. So,
if you told it to just avoid that little piece of shit, then it would just go all the way around the room, everywhere, apart from that one area.
No, well, I don't tell it to Greg avoid the shit. It'll see the shit and avoid it. It'll not step on it. or if it's a cable, or say it's a Peppa, little tiny Peppa Pig, it'll see it and stop and go, oh, no, can't go over that, I'll ground it. Jesus. And I'll take a photograph of Peppa Pig or the piece of shit. It's very, very clever. Wow. And so it takes a day, it takes a couple of runs to map your house, and then you see the map, and then you mark where you go on and edit it to show where the exact doors are and stuff like that there, and then you get each section, and it maps the house really, really well, and you give each section a name, so, you know, like Taylor's Room, Sunroom, West Wing, Wine Cellar, and you say, like, you know, tell Greg to go and vacuum the wine cellar, and away it goes. And it'll trundle all the way through the house to the wine cellar, vacuum the wine cellar, trundle all the way back through. Not vacuuming all the way. It'll just vacuum where it's supposed to vacuum. And there we go. So this is going very, very well. I'm very, very impressed with this piece of kit.
Bloody
fantastic. Hell. Fantastic. Oh, sorry. Final thing. I had ordered this for my birthday, and it arrived. And I've had this here to play around with for the last week as well. So this is, I ordered the first time from AliExpress. I'd never ordered anything from AliExpress before. I was always a bit nervous coming from China. So this is called the Super Console X. It is a retro gaming console. It came, it looks like a Nintendo, little Nintendo NES. This came with a 256 megabyte SD card and four looky-likey Sony controllers. And it comes with 50,000 retro games pre-installed on that little card.
Bloody hell.
So there's four little USB dongle things at the front of it here, and you've got four controllers, and it's got all of your arcade games, tons of, like, PS1 games, Dreamcast, you name it, Commodore 64, Amiga, Atari 2600, Spectrum, you name it. It's unbelievable, some of the stuff that I have never even heard of.
So how much is that?
This one was $94. I think you can get them for about $60 with, like, one controller. It took about 8 weeks to get here from China.
Oh, God.
But I am so impressed with it. So it's called a Super Console X Cube. Now, there's even more powerful ones than this. But just a small little box, HDMI cable, controllers, plug it in, away it goes. It's a class piece of kit. Really, 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 really clever. So if you're stuck for space, this thing is, it's tiny, and that's the big box. So yeah, very good, very impressed with that. Yeah, so spending my time well around the house, and Judith saying, God, oh my, Robin, you know what the best thing we could do, Robin? We should just cancel our Amazon account. And I'm going, yeah, that's a good idea, Judith. You don't know the half. Right, okay, what else have I have here? No ramen upgrades. Oh yeah, so fiber is allegedly coming tomorrow. So they were supposed to hear, was it last Monday or the Monday before? Was it last Monday or last Thursday, whatever it was. And they arrived, the two likely lads arrived. I'm sorry I'm repeating myself. But they came and they looked around. There'd been a survey a few weeks before when I was all excited thinking it was coming in. They arrived, two vans, two guys. They looked around, not paying any attention to what the survey was, trying to work out how they were going to do this. And I said, well, the guy with the survey said that he was going to bring it down the lane over to that pole, and from the pole onto the roof and bring it down to here. Oh, aye, right, okay. And they drove up and down the lane a wee bit, and then they came back down and say, we don't have enough cable. We're going to have to come back. We went to the depot this morning, and there wasn't enough cable. I don't think we've got enough, so we're just going to have to go away, and you've got to rebook again.
So where were they going to route it down that lane that leads up to your house? What are they? Are there poles that they have to do, or do they have to dig all of it up?
Yeah, there's brand new poles. So they're going. This new pole went up, and it'll go over the top of the garden and at the west wing and down.
How far does it need to go then?
From where I want that fibre
from the head end to get to you. How far does that need to go?
Where I am right now. Well, here I'm using the 4G, which is right behind me, this little modem. So that's going to be defunct again. Before, when I was sharing the house's internet, which is what I'm going to go back to, it'll leave here into a router here, up into the roof of the office here, go across 50 feet to another little hub, then go underground and follow the heating pipes from the heating system into the house. It goes in then to a power link adapter, which goes then to the router where the new fiber will be. So yeah, it goes a while before I get connected, but hopefully it'll work. Hopefully it'll be all right. So that's coming tomorrow. Hopefully they'll have enough cable. They phoned me to rebook, and she said, "Oh, well, Yeah, we can do it on the 15th of March. And I went bananas. I went, you're frigging joking me. She's, you know, she says, we're very sorry we couldn't install because of a technical issue. A technical issue? You just didn't put any cable on the van. I says, I took days off, even though I was off. I took days off to do that, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so yes, that's why they're coming tomorrow. So we'll see. Do you know what? It's like foster kids. They're not here until they're here, Pete. It's not in. It's not in until it's done. So we'll see. Yeah, it's just amazing. Like on the stormy nights, and you know, this over the last few days, our internet's been all over the place. The power flickers on and off. So that's the joy. That's 4G. That's just 4G. So, okay, I did, for the first time because of my sickness, for the first time in 26 years, Judith didn't get a Valentine's card this year. First time. I had a good excuse. Anyway. This is a video game podcast. We do talk about video games eventually. And we did speak about Seth's birthday.
Happy birthday!
But we didn't do that. And now we're going to talk about some games.
Said if you're going to play the Game Boy, you got to learn to play it right.
Rattle through those games with gold if you can see them there, Pete, will you?
Yes, games with gold for February. Broken Sword 5, The Serpent's Curse. That's available pretty much till the end of the week. Next week, and Aerial Knights Never Yield. That's available from February 16th to March 15th. Hydrophobia, that's gone. Band of Bugs is available from the 16th of February to the 28th. Then we've got PlayStation Plus for February. There's Planet Coaster, EA Sports UFC 4, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep. Which is on PS4 only. And then we've got Amazon Prime Games. Stellaris, Ashwalkers, As Far as the Eye of the Hole, Double Dick Heroes, Galazzo, Soccer League. And then on Stadia Pro for February, Life is Strange Remastered Collection, Cosmic Star Heroine, Nanotale, Typing Chronicles, Merrick's Market, One Hand Clapping, and Fogs. I don't think I've heard of any of them apart from Life is Strange. Anyway, Epic Game Store, Windbound, it's not available now. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, available from the February the 17th to the 24th. So that's the only available game now. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. And that's pretty much it for the next week and a bit.
Okay. Good. As I said, it's such a surprise. February's almost gone. It really is strange, isn't it? How quickly things are going around.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Surprisingly, modern gaming, I haven't done lots of. I have played a little bit of Halo. I have played some Mass Effect 3 again. I'm getting cold towards the end of Mass Effect 3, so I am going to jump onto that. Now, I've ordered two games this week, and there are one of them is going to install later on tonight, which is a set of Corso, a competitions, yes, that word. And it's due to get a really big upgrade on the 22nd of this month, which is an upgrade for the Series X. It's a really, really good GT racing game, which is big on PC, but as for the Series X and PlayStation 5, it's going to get some power upgrades. So, looking forward to that, getting ready for that. The other one, the Cyberpunk game, I've ordered and it's downloaded, ready to play. It wasn't that dear. And I thought, well, do you know what the hell? I'll frig me, there's more stuff I bought this week. Fuck me, Rum. Jesus. Yeah, well, those two things, yes. All right, so I've ordered those. One of the things that I did when I was tidying up here is I found another Xbox One and it was sitting in the dust. And I brought it into the house and hooked it up in there. And just when the guys were out here and when I couldn't. So I just hooked it up yesterday. I was well in there. Phil had talked about this game called The Artful Escape.
All right.
It's kind of friggin' really fabulous. Okay, an odd Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yeah?
Yeah.
And The Wild Stallions, this sort of spacey guitar band, everybody's into guitar riffs and all that in the future, in the movie. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the story goes, so this is like a a walkie, a scroller from left to right, and you walk along and you explore little places, and you come, you're a little folk singer, and you're in this little town called Calypso, and you're the nephew of some famous folk singer, and everybody, and there's a big concert about to happen. You start, you're out in the woods playing folky songs, which you don't really like, and then you do a guitar riff, which is really fucking awesome, and some space alien people start to come down and go, wow, that's cool, and you go off on this alien adventure to find yourself, and I'm quite a way through it. It's beautiful looking. It looks fabulous. The sound is just so awesome. When you're walking along, if you riff on your guitar, it has power to light up streams of if you go into the woods, it lights up all the, from grey flowers to beautiful bright flowers that's turned on lights. And then you zip off to these weird and wonderful planets, playing your guitar to strange creatures. Do you know what? See, if you were smoking a joint, not that I do, I don't do drugs, okay? Kids, don't do drugs. But I've done it a couple of times. You were in one of those. Probably the last time I had a spliff was with you in Amsterdam.
It was.
That would have been the last time I had any non-legal, what it was legal there. Anyway, dodgy drug, on your brother's stag. But I can imagine if I had one of those little brownies and I was playing this game, it would be fucking perfect. It's psychedelic. It's out there. It is about finding yourself through, but it's on Game Pass. What is going on? It's a lovely little story, nice character, but it's out there, man. It really is. Phil, you played it and you really enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying it. Do I know why? Not 100% sure why. Apart from it's beautiful and sounds great and it's quite interesting. And if, I imagine being high playing it. So yeah, that's called The Artful Escape. Have you played stuff? I have played some other stuff, but what about you?
I've not really played
Crossy Rope Arcade for kids.
I'm scraping at the barrel, right? I went to the bowling alley with my son earlier today, and I thought that we'd be able to get onto the lanes, but it was too busy. But there's a huge arcade there, and it's one of those arcades which it really does wind me up. But the kids get onto it. It's all of those arcade machines that drop out tickets. So basically, you collect all the tickets, and then you go to the cabinet after, and you can buy, I don't know, a piece of shit for about 700 tickets after spending like 40 quid.
Yeah.
So we ended up in the arcade. And we quickly worked out that the best game and the best machine for throwing out all of these tickets was Crossy Road, and we ended up on that.
Nice.
So my son got the high score. He was flying. He was just absolutely flying. He was loving it. At first, totally. He couldn't quite get it at first. He was losing after like 14 steps, but then he started to go into like. Into the higher numbers, triple figures, and it was just like, oh my god, he was just mastering the game, and all these tickets are flying out. So he really wanted this teddy that was in the cabinet, and we ended up like, I don't know how much I spent. It was probably about 25 quid or something like that. I don't know, but he ended up getting this teddy, and I said to Shell afterwards, I said, just Google that teddy just to see how much you can get that fucking thing for. And she Googled it, and you can buy two of them for $4.99 on eBay.
Friends of mine, they've just sold their big, they had a beautiful big arcade. It was very old, called Barry's Amusements in the north coast of Northern Ireland. The customers of mine, and I'd say they're friends of mine, I have a long history with them, but in the winter time it closed down, but you went in and in the wintertime, they sold like teddies, or I think it was one year, there must have been 10,000 minions, like, you know, foot high minions that they were selling on eBay and everywhere as wholesaling them off, as well as the grabbing thing. And they had all the ticket machines too.
Did they?
So, yeah, it's, buy all this, spend all this money and get tickets. And it's what the hell? It's the time you spend it that was fun.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, my son was absolutely blown away with all of the lights and all of the games and stuff. We don't do that often. That's not our every Saturday thing or Sunday thing. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just something that we just did off the cuff. We wanted to take him bowling, and that happened to be there. We knew it was there, but we thought if we couldn't get on the lanes, then at least we've got that as a bit of a something to do before we go to see my mum and dad. So he thoroughly enjoyed it. He ended up getting his like $4.99 toy for fucking £25. But it was great. We had a great game on Crossy Roads. It was really, really good. I played Halo, but
he would love it in here. He would love it in here.
I bet he
would. So when I come in and say, uh-huh, switch man cave on, and everything comes on, the noise in here, it's like an old arcade, because I have the little mini retro arcades. They all come on, and when I switch everything, so I mean, there's what is there now? There's 4, 4, 6, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There's 16 screens in here now that I can have things showing. So it's a cacophony of sound and light and dark and everything. And
so is that all controlled by Alexa-powered sockets or something?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
I'll do it right now. Which the lights, the bigger lights are on because of the podcast. But Alexa, turn man cave off. So there's all the little lights gone. They're all gone. So the pool lights are on and the big lights are on. Alexa, turn man cave on. And away it goes. And
wow.
Coming up. So, yeah, it's kind of groovy.
That's impressive.
Anyway, sorry. So you played Halo by yourself on purpose? The Wednesday night thing?
No. Well, I played Halo with you guys in on the Wednesday, but I don't know whether I was around after that on the show.
This week?
I didn't play this week. No. Was it last week?
Okay.
But anyway, I played some Halo, and do you know what? I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, and I want to. I want to jump back onto another Wednesday night thing. I don't know whether I'll be able to do that this week. Actually, I might be able to. But yeah, I've really enjoyed the online gameplay. Actually, I like respawning with different weapons, and I don't know what the game the online server is, the game type. But anyway, you just jump on there with different weapons, and I like respawning with different weapons, and you get a feel of like. You get a feel of the different mechanics of the games because you're spawning with all these different weapons and experiencing things as things are new. So I kind of got slaughtered to start off with, but I was pulling back towards the end and holding my own. But I've enjoyed Halo. I've not played the campaign anymore. I need to get back to that. But I've got two days off. I've got Tuesday and Wednesday off. So. I might not be able to Tuesday, but Wednesday I'm definitely going to be playing some games during the day, and I might play the Halo campaign just for kicks. I've still got my PlayStation 5 in the box from when I come back off holiday. I've just not been gaming. I've just not had time. I've been busy at work, and it's going to get busier. So
I did look for a PlayStation 5 over the last couple of weeks for what do you call it? 7, the racing game is coming out. Gran Turismo 7. That's actually something I would maybe buy a PS5 for. But
yeah.
That's probably by the Assetto Corsa Competizione may take that away from me, that wee edge of needing a racing game. So,
well, I've purchased that game. Is it Ride that you told me about?
Ride. Oh, yeah. It's
I've purchased that, and I've not even played that yet. So I really want to play that. But anyway, yeah, so I've... I might get it out this
week. As a side note, I don't know if we're running live anymore. Hello, if we are running live, hello. My OBS is saying we are disconnected.
Oh, no, recording.
It's trying to stream. Yeah. So, yeah. But you're still recording away. So,
yeah.
It's trying to reconnect. When I played that the Super Console X, I did fire. And some other things as they got them set up. I played quite a lot of... I'd never played GoldenEye properly.
Oh, my God, really?
Never. No, because I was PC guy. I was, like, consoles like that.
Oh, wow. Never had. Me and my brother lived on that game.
And see, I was ZX Spectrum man.
And me.
So yeah. I didn't really... Set on Atari, and then I went from Atari to 2600.
Yeah.
Sorry, 2600 is the Spectrum. It was my sort of... back anyway, and then the PC. So I had never played. Now it's fine, you know, to play. The controller is such a weird device. You know, which do you hold it to the left? Do you hold it to the right? Because it has those like three stalks. I suppose it's for left-handed and right-handed people, and it's hard to get used to the old thing. But after you play that first level and you dive off the dam for that first time, you're getting to get it, and it's really good.
Yeah.
So really. I watched the documentary on the making. and I've enjoyed that. I actually put on as well on the on the Super Console X, apart from lots of MAME stuff and, you know, old arcade games and Galaxian and Galaga and Mooncrest and all those sort of things, I actually put on a Reconnection Successful. There we go. We must be streaming again. And hello, chicken nugget, sexy banana. It's on. I'm gonna go on for this.
Yeah, we're on. We're on.
Oh, hello, Nicki Minaj. Put on Final Fantasy IX on the PlayStation 1.
Never played one.
Which is odd. No, neither have I. I haven't played any of them. I thought, no, I'm going to go. I lasted about 10 minutes. What is this? What? I must. It's one of those like tech boxes. You have to play a Final Fantasy game. People rave about them. So I must.
10 minutes.
I must come back and try them again at some stage. 10 minutes. They'll never get it back.
I'll play that game when I'm retired.
That little device. Yeah, you'll fall asleep, mate. That little device. You can actually upscale. There's settings in it where you can upscale to 60 frames a second and upscale the graphics. So the things like Banjo-Kazooie and stuff like that there looks really, really good rather than PS1 blocky. So anyway. Yeah, so look, well, at least we've been playing stuff. That's kind of cool. Okay, we are going to talk about some news. Because our Lord and Master Greg DeLacy, who is away getting another penis implant, that's his third one they haven't taken. He left us some news. We're going to have a look through and see what he's left for us.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, Pete, let's see. Let's hope for something that's very, very cheerful and happy, positive news. Microsoft opened Activision acquisition talks 3 days after the CEO harassment report. Okay. When Microsoft announced it would spend $68.7 billion to buy Activision Blizzard to bolster its Xbox gaming division, the news came as a surprise to many. For months, the troubled publisher had been in headlines stemming from the workplace sexual harassment lawsuit filed by California's Fair Play Employment Agency in July. The bad press hit a fever pitch on November the 16th. After the Wall Street Journal published a report that asserted Activision CEO Bobby Kotick had not only known about many of the incidents of sexual harassment that had occurred at the company, but also had acted to protect those who were responsible for the abuse. Days after that article came out, Xbox chief Phil Spencer reportedly told employees he was distributed. That's what it says. Distributed and deeply troubled by the disturbed. I'm sure that's meant to be disturbed and deeply troubled by the horrific events and actions that allegedly took place at Activision Blizzard. Microsoft would reevaluate its relationship with that publisher. And it was one day after that that Spencer called Kotick to start the process that would end with Microsoft announcing plans to buy it. My goodness. So Phil took advantage of their bad press and probably the valuation of the company went down. So okay. All right, good. All right, then. Hopefully better things will happen with Activision. Okay, the next Call of Duty will launch alongside a revamped Warzone. I think they should give Call of Duty a time off. The main game is a sequel to the 2019 Modern Warfare reboot. Goodness me, listen to that. Sequel to the reboot. Yeah. Expect a big shake-up to Warzone in tandem with the next Call of Duty game. Activision has shared early details of Call of Duty releases for 2022, and it's promising a massive evolution of Warzone design in sync with the core COD title. They'll both sport a new game engine, and Warzone will include both an all-new play space and a familiar-sounding sandbox mode. The main game, meanwhile, is a sequel to 2019 Modern Warfare reboot. Infinity Ward is leading development of both the new Call of Duty and Warzone. That's not surprising when the studio handled both Modern Warfare Revival and current Warzone. It's not clear to what degree series veterans Raven, Sledgehammer or Treyarch will be involved. Well, I always liked Infinity War because they made one of my favorites, which was, of course, Modern Warfare 2, favorites. Yeah. And that was when I got really, really, really into Call of Duty at that stage.
Yeah.
To me, Treyarch were always the guys who were really, really good at the zombies. And Raven are far better than making mods and bits and pieces for Call of Duty. They've done some fantastic bits and pieces. And they, Yeah, so there's good studios there. I really think that the Warzone thing is a service. The yearly model for Call of Duty, maybe it's because it's getting older now. Yeah, February's almost gone. You know, next thing will be getting our bus passes. But it just comes around so quickly that, you know, I could probably do with a year off, like an Assassin's Creed refresh for a year. Because Warzone, you can get the fill of it. So Warzone is their multiplayer, and you keep on getting add-ons and different pieces, and then bring out the big story every 2 years. You know, do something like that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Warzone's it's an expected like PUBG, isn't it? It's just every time you fire it up and you've got it there in the background, you expect it to be on. You expect it to be playing as sick as it does. It's just so cool. The stories used to really drag me in, but now Warzone's there and you've got the opportunity to play that. I've bought the last one. Is it Vanguard? And I've not even touched it. I just ain't interested no more. It's just, yeah. I don't know. I've jumped off the wagon, but there we go. I'm sure the kids love it.
Yeah, there you go. The kids. Well, do they now? But do they? Okay. Nice here. Walter Goggins joins Amazon's Fallout show in a lead role. If you don't know who Walter Goggins is, he was the sort of baddie, goody, you love him, you hate him, from Justified, amongst other things. He was also the baddie in the latest Tomb Raider movie. But Justified is where I know him from. He's sort of like this down south of America, hillbilly type character in all of these things. So he is joining a production on Amazon's Fallout series is set to start later this year, and the cast is taking shape. Walter Goggins is taking one of the lead roles. According to Deadline, Amazon Studios hasn't released which character Goggins is portraying, but reports suggest that he's playing a ghoul. A ghoul in Fallout parlance is someone who mutated during radiation exposure as a result of nuclear war. Okay. All right. That'll be interesting enough. Good. And The Last of Us won't air in 2022. Okay. That's getting pushed back. Fair enough. My son went to see Uncharted movie and said it was good fun.
Oh, okay.
He says it wasn't Shakespeare, but it was a good popcorn movie. And and one of my nieces also went to see it, and they enjoyed it too. Yeah, I look forward to seeing that sometime. Do you know what? Actually, speaking of movies, I watched Dune while I was off, the new Dune. Like many of me, when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I struggled my way through the Frank Herbert book, which is about the size of my William, which is about 3 inches long. You know, big, thick book. There was the original Dune movie. I watched it. And I watched it again a few weeks ago, and then I watched the new one. And although the new one is beautiful and fantastic and wonderful to look at, it pretty much follows the old movie scene for scene for scene all the way through. Yeah, maybe not just as fancy.
Is this the futuristic thing on the desert, like load cities and stuff?
Yes.
God.
Yeah.
I tried to watch that, and I couldn't do it. It was just so difficult to watch. That was. No, I'm sorry. I pulled out.
Yeah, the book's
it's hard
you?
Work.
The rhythm method.
Yeah, my pull-out game is great.
Yeah, well, I thought the first one that had it had Sting in it. He was the singer Sting, and it was the first one was a bit more brutal, and yes, it dragged on probably an hour too long as well. But yeah. I didn't, you know, the new one was great, but. No, a bit off its own arse. Anyway, movies. Nintendo is shutting down. What's worth watching is actually that Reacher series on Amazon. That's good. Reacher.
Jack Reacher. Very good. Tom Cruise, is it?
No, it's called Reacher. Yeah, but this is a TV series.
Oh,
really
right.
Good. So the Reacher character in the books is like 6'5", built like a brick shit
house. Ex-military guy, wasn't he?
When he walked down the street, people turned their heads.
Yeah.
Although the Jack Reacher movies, the two of them were quite good. The first one was pretty, really, really good. His character wasn't Jack Reacher. You know, Tom Cruise is not this big, imposing guy. Mm. Where this guy here is built.
Oh, nice.
He is a proper character. And this first TV series, the first season, is based on the first book, The Killing Fields, which I've read. And it's really good. And the first couple of episodes, the acting is maybe a bit. Even still, it's really good. Really, really thoroughly enjoyed it.
I mean, there's about 15, 16 books now, isn't there, on that series? It's quite a before.
maybe more.
Yeah.
So they take the best of those and do six or seven seasons. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Okay, Nintendo was shutting down the 3DS and Wii U shops later in late March 2023. Okay, well, that's fine because everybody will have hacked it and blah, blah, blah. Who would be buying those things? So that's terrible. Buy games. Don't hack old games that are 40 years old. Don't buy one of these things that has 50,000 games on it in one CD. Don't do that. Don't do as I say. Don't do as I do. Yes, those things. Netflix is making a BioShock movie. I hope it's a good one. It looks like Netflix is headed to Rapture. The company says it's teaming up with 2K and Take-Two Interactive for a film adaptation of BioShock series. No other details are available as of yet. Well, somebody had to do something with all that James Bond underwater gear, I suppose. All right,
I've not watched any Netflix for ages. We've just recently had like Virgin TV installed, and this is the first time we've had like the first, like BBC One, BBC Two, ITV. We've not had that in our house for like 3 years because we just don't bother. And because we've had it installed recently, that's all we've been watching. I've not watched any Netflix, but we don't watch that much telly. I'm not saying I'll sit there every night and watch it, but there we go.
Yeah,
my life's great.
I know I have to. I'm going to have to cull some of them because, but the problem the way they get you is there's one series that you really want to watch.
Yeah,
and I'm not. You're people disciplined enough to do it for a month or two and then cancel it because they just let it run. So when I have Netflix, Amazon Prime, but that comes anyway, so that's great. But that's where I store against all my movies. I've got Disney Plus. Gold, the extra one, whatever it is, the one on top. I've got Now TV for my Formula One, but it's also the Now TV for the Sky channels and some of the series that I watch there. And what's the other one? Apple TV.
All right.
Yeah. It's too many. But Disney, yeah, we just finished watching, you know, the Book of Boba Fett, which is brilliant, good fun there. But what else do I watch on Disney? No,
I've been watching the Marvel films. See, I didn't realise, you know, on the WhatsApp group, you know, when you used to say on a Sunday night, I am Groot. I used to go like to Shell. I used to go, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what that is. But after watching Marvel films and Guardians of the Galaxy, I know what you're talking about.
Hiya, Lord. How you doing? Sorry, really bad connections. A big storm over here. Yeah, but because it's like today, who's on the podcast? And I'm Groot plus one, and then everybody's Groot. I am Groot.
I got it.
I understand. Good lad. Okay, the final story we have here is about Cyberpunk. The Xbox Series X and S versions of Cyberpunk and PlayStation 5 versions are now out. I bought it. It was £35, cheaper than normal. To have massive, huge patch to overhaul the enemy AI and skill tree, character, blah, 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 blah. It's done lots of stuff. Rick Gregg would read all of this here, but I'm not going to. They made it a better job.
So if I bought this on day one, I've not played this yet. So would I get this patch? Would I be able to play this then on my Xbox Series S?
I believe your patch is there for free. This is a massive. Yeah, server enemies. You bought it on what? On what did you bet on? PlayStation 5 or what?
No, Xbox. I bought it day one, so I spent like £65 on it or something like that. Yeah, £35 is quite expensive now for all the fuck ups that they've done. That's a lot of money.
I haven't played it once, so.
Wow.
There you go. So it's new to me. It doesn't say, but I think it is just part of it now. But
nice.
No, that's that. So I'll enjoy that eventually. I want to finish my Mass Effect 3 again before I start that because that sounds pretty epic as well. Okay, some Price is Right stuff here, and let's see what is coming out this week. Give me a rest there, Pete. Can you?
We got Destiny 2, The Witch Queen, which is on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC, and that's available on February 22nd. Monarch is available on the PS4 and 5, Switch and PC. That's on the 22nd. Also on the 22nd is Soul Crester, which is available on PS4, Switch and PC. February 23rd. You can get Edge of Eternity, which is on the Switch. Martha is Dead. Strange name, isn't it? That's on the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And that's available on the 24th of February. Also that day, you could get Never Alone on the Switch. And then February 25th, Atelier Sophie 2, the Alchemist of the Mysterious Dream, which is on PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. Elden Ring. I could see Robin's probably going to try and change that. But Elden Ring, it's on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. That's available on the 25th of February. And the last one, also available on February 25th, is Grid Legends. And that's pretty much on all of your platforms as well. So that's what we got coming out in the next week.
That's what's coming out. Great. That Elden Ring, that is a RPG. That is not, that's based, that's George R.R. Martin. Yeah, the guy from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, in right. That. Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I think some of the guys get very excited about that. Never Alone, if you've never played Never Alone, Ishi Miyake, that's a game about
that's an aftershave, isn't it?
Ishi Miyake, yes, that's probably right. Yeah, that's Ishi Miyake is the fucking perfume. I'm too smart for me, I'm freaking good. What Never Alone, Never Alone and the game. Kissy, oh, here we are. I'll try and pronounce it properly. At least, yeah, fuck me. Yeah, it's Inuit guys, Kissima in okay. Couldn't
we're here all night.
Oh, yeah, here couldn't we go. Say it anyway. So, Never Alone, Kissima in Jachua. I don't know, I got it here. You pronounce the friggin' thing. I can't. It's lovely. It's about this little girl in the snow whizzing along with her little fox friend, and it's like a part of it's like a documentary. So when you finish a level, there's like a 2 minute or 3 minute documentary with the Inuit people about their lives. It's clever. It's quite old now, but it's on the Switch. If you've never played, get it. Yeah, okay. Grid Legends. Okay, cool. Destiny 2. Well, keeps on going. Anyway, that's it. Okay, next Wednesday evening, UK time, around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, we'll let you know on the day. We play some Halo, the new Halo Infinite. It's kind of cool, kind of fun. We've had good laughs with it. And community get people have been there. So thank you very much for coming along. It's been lovely and people have been having good crack. So there's myself, usually, if I'm not dying. Greg, Mark has appeared. This man here has appeared as well, Pete. It's wonderful. So come along Wednesday night. Just jump in if you see us on and come and play. We'll not bite too much. And that's about it. I think we'll start to wrap up. Pete, I think that's near a show, considering could lose all power any second because I can hear the rattling outside. If you want to contact us at the show, it's email us at podcast@ocpod.com. You can give us a tweet at @OC_podcast. And, of course, our active Facebook group, which is fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a review, say something, blah, blah, blah. That's lovely. Pete, say hello to people, and then we'll go home.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm going to shout out Mark. I haven't heard from him in ages, and I just hope he's all right. I'd just like to see him on the show soon, but... we've also had Boomer somewhere involved in the chat, as well as I'm just trying to. There's other Little or whatever it is. What
Lord
is
was
that?
In there too.
Yeah, Lord's been in there, but it's been a bit. Joysticks and Chill says have a great show. We have had a great show, but it's just been very itsy bitsy on the old Twitch stream there. But thanks for thanks for being on there. Thanks for following us and all that jazz. So just Mark, it'd be good to podcast with you soon and see you back on the show. Robin, see us off.
Okay, chicken nugget. Okay, no problem. All the members that haven't been around, so Greg, I know he's away doing stuff today. Look, be safe, have a good time. Kim, you're solid. Your kid, you're always here and you just haven't been tonight. You're fired. And Mark, absolutely, we want you back. We promise you
emotional damage.
There'll be no emotional damage when you're here. We will not give you any hard time whatsoever. Not a thing will happen. We just want you back. Everyone wants to hear your lovely voice again. All you need to do is sit in the background. You don't even need to talk, just fart now and again. That's enough. If that's how we need to break you back in again, it'll be like Mark and Brokeback Mountain just sit in the corner of the room. I press a few buttons and fart. That's enough. That's the start. And then the week after that, you can fart and burp. And then we try and put them both together and you'll just sound just like normal. Just like, it's just be fabulous. We just, yeah, it's Mark. Anyway, everybody, thank you very much for listening to the show. And we'll see you next week. I will hopefully be here with some super fast broadband.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Thank you very much. Thanks, Pete. And get this edited and get this up in the audio version. I'm sure the video isn't fabulous to work at, but it'll all be ready for you in the next 24 hours or so. So catch us all next week. Be safe. Have a good gaming week. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.